Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. I have a firm conviction that there are no hopeless situations. That is, I believe that no matter how bad or how sad, how dark or how depressing life gets, there's always hope. Why is that? Well, because I am convinced there is a grace. And by grace, I mean a spark of goodness, a spark of God in everything. I absolutely believe this. To test this theory, let's look at the most hopeless place of all, hell. Who can forget the famous inscription above the doors to hell that Dante reads as he's about to enter hell in the Inferno? It states, as if the doors were talking to us, through me you pass into the city of woe. Through me, you pass into eternal pain. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. I remember one friend in the seminary who had posted those words above his dormitory room door. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. But is even hell without hope? One of the great theologians of the last century, Hans Urs von Balthasar, argued that we can have a reasonable hope, that all will be saved. Now notice, he did not say that everyone will in fact be saved. And indeed some may not. But we may still reasonably hope for that. Why did he say that? Well, because there is a grace everywhere. And so there is hope everywhere. Even Dante, when he entered beneath those dark doors, did not abandon all hope. After all, he emerged on the other side, a holier and a more hopeful man. In the first reading today, we see the root of all our hope. Where does hope come from? Namely, in the prophecy of Isaiah. The prophet foretells, On that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. He's predicting the future Messiah, of course. But notice the imagery is one of virtual hopelessness, a lifeless stump. It's dead. Like the admonition on the gates of hell, abandon all hope. And yet Isaiah did not abandon all hope. Why? because there is a grace everywhere, thanks to the coming of the Messiah. With the coming of Christ, hope springs eternal in the human breast. Man never is, but always to be blessed, as Alexander Pope so poetically put it. My friends, I offer this message to you when you face supposedly hopeless situations. Please know there is a grace in that moment, and that grace should give you hope in that moment. Sometimes we feel we have sinned so much that God will never forgive us, maybe even procured an abortion. That is why the Pope let priests forgive abortions, so people will feel like there's always hope. Some people struggle with same-sex attractions or have a family member who does. They feel it's hopeless to remain Catholic under those conditions. I say, don't give up hope. Keep trying to do the right thing. When a Catholic gets divorced, they feel marriage is hopeless. They want to give up on love. But I believe there's a grace in every moment, even in the moment of divorce. A grace that helps you grow closer to Christ. Sometimes when our children stop going to Mass or going to church, we want to give up hope. But there is still hope. They will return. Sometimes a terminal illness makes us want to abandon all hope. And yet there is a grace in that suffering. In other words, it's not only on the doors of hell that we read the words, abandon all hope. Those words are ubiquitous. But even more ubiquitous is the grace and the goodness and the hope that comes from the Messiah. Here is the whole quatrain from Pope's poem. Hope springs eternal in the human breast. Man never is, but always to be blessed. The soul uneasy and confined from home rests and expatiates in a life to come. Christians never abandon all hope. Praise be Jesus Christ.